Market Center.
What is going on, Based Americans LFA TV family? Yes, I am here. And we are locked and loaded and ready to go. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. Smash that like button. Hit that bell notification. Copy the link. We are ready to go 1,000 miles an hour into the future. Into the future. We are here. We are leaving all the cuckery. And we are leaving all the beta male, females, all that garbage behind. We are sick of the McCain conservatism. None of that's working. You're not going to defeat the globalists and the Luciferian Satanists. We're just being the nice guy. No, that's not working. That's why you need to be a part of LFA TV. With that said, go to LFATV.us. Leave a donation of any amount. Keep LFA TV alive. Keep independent alternative media, America First Media, alive. That is opposing the propagandists, the fake news media cartel machine that is opposing lies and propaganda every single day. Go to LFATV.us. Leave a donation of any amount, whether it be one time or reoccurring. We encourage you, whether you decide to give daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, annually, you are partaking in building out a better future, a better tomorrow, today. You are partaking in building out a better future and a better tomorrow, today, by investing in LFA TV. Go to LFATV.us, leave a donation of any amount, and also check out the great merch store, check out the great products. We appreciate every single one of you and all of your continual participation. Based American roll call. We got King Watts in the chat, MPCV in the chat, Becky J01 in the chat, Bapalumbo 1958 in the chat, Carol A 711, 7711 in the chat, Sophie Ping OE 1916 in the chat, Mary I Am in the chat, Pat PA Cat Lady 26 in the chat, Salty Debbie in the chat, R Star 77 in the chat, Ultra MAGA Forever locked and loaded in the chat. We are ready to go. Good to see every single one of you guys. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. You are now watching Based America. And as always, we will give a disclaimer. This show is not for everybody. Whether you're some kind of right-wing snowflake or a left-wing snowflake, this political correctness needs to stop. It needs to end. And I, for one, will partake in shattering that entirely, whether I'm pissing off right-wingers or whether I'm pissing off left-wingers. I don't really care. I'm going to speak the truth at all costs, at all times. It's what I do. And so if you are tuning in for the very first time, don't say we didn't warn you. Right, chat? Don't say we didn't warn you, because yes, this show is not for everybody for very obvious reasons. Not going to call this show Based America and water it down like you're watching the Daily Wire or some TPUSA show or something really gay and watered down. You know what I mean? No, we're not doing that. That's not what this is. If you came for that, then I advise you to not watch this show. I'm just being completely honest, you know, because we always get people that they find themselves watching this like, oh my god, Drew said retard. Oh my god, Drew is saying that you could criticize Israel. Drew said rigor. Well, yes. Welcome to Based America. I am your host, Drew Hernandez. So with that said, there are a lot of developments. Drew Hernandez being politically incorrect and pissing off conservatives, cuckservatives, I like to call them, is the least of your problems. You are dealing with a full-scale assault on our constitutional republic. You are dealing with an LGBTQ homosexual mob that is targeting your children. You are dealing with a Luciferian open Satanist machine that is pushing after-school Satan clubs on your children. You have a globalist regime that is attempting to throw Donald J. Trump in prison. You are dealing with rigged elections. You are dealing with a collapsed economy by design. You are dealing with the potential of World War III and a nuclear exchange and a Holocaust. You are dealing with an open border and Americans being raped, murdered, and killed on a daily basis. You are dealing with an absolute replacement migration agenda to replace Americans, change tradition, change the demographics, replace white people. But Drew Hernandez is the problem, saying retard, right? Yeah, okay, all right. We got a long way to go. We got a long way to go. If that's what ruins your day. Anyways, as I've told you guys in the past, there have been some movements in the censorship world. We know that InfoWars, Alex Jones, in my opinion, is the test, is the blueprint. InfoWars, Alex Jones, is the future of how they will come after independent media. And if you think in your arrogance in any way, shape, or form that you won't end up in that seat, you're retarded, you're denying reality, you're not paying attention, you're probably maybe arrogant to think that somehow that's not going to be you. I mean, that's, you know, Alex Jones and InfoWars, no matter what anybody wants to say, whether Con Inc. and conservative media that hate Alex Jones, like the Daily Wire and all these gay outlets, right? Or the left, independent media, does not matter who you are. InfoWars and Alex Jones is where everyone wants to be. An independent media breaching the mainstream, having that type of influence with a pro-America message. And anyone that tells you otherwise is lying. And so with that comes along the obvious censorship that took place 2017, 2018. Someone fact-checked me on that. I always forget the year when there was a full scale and sweep of InfoWars and Alex Jones. And nobody wanted to come to Alex's defense at that time. I remember that. I didn't have the platform anywhere near that I have now, to be honest with you guys, you know, which I'm thankful for. But I remember just kind of just this Instagram. All I was really using was Instagram. That was it. And I remember when that sweep happened. And all of Con Inc. and conservative media, nobody wanted to come to Alex's defense because they felt and they thought, well, they're going to come for me if I defend him. Well, whether they come in 2018 or whether they come in the future, they're coming. They are coming. And this is historical. This is nothing new. This is how human history has always gone. And what I mean by that is tyrants and authoritarian regimes
will always attempt to hijack, utilize, harness, and weaponize the technology or the technologies, right, of the day in order to control the minds of the masses. And we've seen this done through television. We've seen this done through radio. We've seen this done through, obviously, the internet. Any type of piece of communicative technology will always be targeted by a psychopath, a dictator, or a dictatorial regime in order to be harnessed against the people to propagate and to warp and control the minds of the masses. We see this all the way until today. And big tech tries to act like that's not happening. You got big tech that tries to act like that isn't happening. And they use these terms as if they are protecting you, combating misinformation, combating disinformation, combating lies that are there to deceive you on the internet, because the scary right-winger conspiracy theorists are always amongst you trying to get you to believe in a lie, right? Literally, meanwhile, the federal government lies to you on a daily basis, right? Literally, you got America, openly advocating and celebrating slaughtering and murdering babies and calling it healthcare. You got America openly celebrating and tolerating sodomy, which is a total abomination to God. Unnatural. And now it's being pushed on children. You got an American society that is now celebrating and advocating the dismembering and hacking the genitals of children, not only warping their minds to allow them to identify as whatever gender or sex they feel like, but no, in order to actually make it permanent so you can feel good forever, you got to chop your penis off, little Timmy, if you feel like you're a little girl. Yeah, so I don't want to hear about anybody offended on Alex Jones' view on a mass shooting years ago. Okay? Get off your high horse and shut the hell up, honestly. You know what I mean? It's like, that's what's crazy to me, because like that same entity, that same mainstream media that celebrates, advocates, and champions all of those things I just listed is the same mainstream media that points the finger at Alex Jones and InfoWars for being such a monster for having an opinion. The average person that hates Alex Jones over the questioning of the mass shooting honestly can't even tell you the name of the actual shooter. It's crazy. Like talk about a psyop, man. Honestly, like, seriously, how do we get to that point? How do we get to that point where people are more triggered over Alex Jones having an opinion covering what was floating around in the media at the time? They're more triggered by that than they are the actual murderer, which is crazy to me. And so I don't want to hear from this federal government. I don't want to hear from this mainstream media. I don't want to hear from any of these people. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear from any of these people, especially like, you know, these Republicans that want to come after Alex. He's what a horrible person because he questions something. Oh, please. You guys are the Zionists within this American government that literally have an AIPAC handler. There's some AIPAC Zionist little handler. Thomas Massey exposed this to Tucker Carlson. There is literally a foreign handler. There's a little AIPAC has a little guy that's monitoring and counseling Republicans to make sure that they are legislating as the best they possibly can and correctly for Israel. Yeah, I don't want to hear from you people. I don't want to hear from you when you're advocating for the state of Israel literally murdering and bombing innocent people.
You say, Drew, you're just covering for Hamas. No, I'm not. Benjamin Netanyahu and the state of Israel admitted when they started bombing Rafah, they bombed and killed innocent people that have nothing to do with this. And all they said was, oh, our bad. That was a mistake. We'll look into it. All right. Just keep sending those donations, Christian Zionists. I don't want to hear from you people either. Literally advocating for the state of Israel annihilating and bombing innocent people that have nothing to do with the conflict that has to do with Hamas and Israel. I don't want to hear from you people. I really don't. I don't want to hear from any of you. I don't want to hear anyone. Oh, Alex Jones is such a terrible person. It's like, oh my gosh. Do you not understand what the hell is going on planet Earth right now? Yes, R-Star 77 says people are deceived. They are absolutely deceived out of their minds. The hypocrisy is out of control. It is through this roof. And to be honest with you guys, you want me to be completely honest with you? You know what this leads me to believe? Actually, you know what this reaffirms and solidifies and reconfirms and confirms and confirms my belief? Is this amount of deception going on right now, even within right-wing spaces, it confirms my Bible even more. Like, when I think about how the world could be absolutely deceived by the Antichrist and God sends a strong delusion and people are just like, can't even identify that this is a work of Lucifer and Satan. Well, this stuff going on right now, I'm just like, oh, I could totally see that. I could totally see that. 100%. So, with that said, you know, I'm biased. I love Alex. He's a friend of mine. We get to talk at least a couple times a week. And so when I see this stuff, when I see that as the model, right? This is why I tell people, like, unfortunately, it took like how many years? How many years did it take? Like Turning Point USA to finally start to work with Alex Jones, finally start to platform Alex Jones. And by the way, I'm totally happy for Alex that he's on these platforms. He's talking to hundreds of thousands of people, but I guess better late than never. But it's like, these are our gatekeepers, you know what I mean? These student organizations that have only been around for what? Like fully active the past 7 years, but established the past 10, 12 years. Right? Like that, we got to wait till those gatekeepers say, Alex Jones is okay. Now he could speak. It's a little too late. We'll see. You know what I mean? Like these Zoomer organizations, these Gen Z organizations are gatekeeping. You know, now Alex Jones can speak. Bro, this man has been fighting for this country since before you were in diapers, dude. it just doesn't make any sense to me. And like I said, I am so encouraged to see Alex be where he should be, but it just, you know. It does bother me to see that. I'm just like, wow, it took that long? It took this long? It took for Alex Jones and InfoWars to be totally deplatformed. It took for massive lawfare. It took for the potential shutdown of InfoWars any day now to finally? I guess. But to be honest with you guys, you know what that does? It just confirms to me that that is human behavior. And it confirms my theory that I've had since the installation of Joe Biden in 2021 that, unfortunately, human beings 9 times out of 10 will not listen to wise counsel to avoid a catastrophe. And then they learn Unfortunately, that has to be the case. Unfortunately, you know, human beings don't want to listen. They think they can do things their way, and then it doesn't work. And then they finally realize, oh, okay, we should have been doing this from the beginning. And that's just a human flaw, I would say. That's just a part of human arrogance. But I do see a tide turning. You know, it's just interesting to see all of these people like white boy summer. Like, dude, white boy summer was a thing in like, geez, what was it, like 2000 and when was that? 2018, 2019, I think. Yeah, and all of a sudden it's like a thing again. Like, it's been, I don't know. I just think it's weird. I do. I don't know. It's like a gatekeeper thing. You know, it really is. It is like a gatekeeper thing. Because everyone's like, white boy summer. I'm like, dude, that's been going on for years. And Con Inc., right, would call anyone repping white boy summer like a white supremacist. They wouldn't let them into CPAC. I'm serious. To me, from my perspective, I'm like, this is getting weird. Like, on one end, I'm like, okay, that's hypocrisy. How come now it's a little, like, here we are about to lose the country. Now the gatekeepers are like, okay, well, okay, we could talk about this now. But at the same time, is it just these gatekeepers that want to give an appearance of neutrality, I suppose, right? Having to finally deal with some serious issues. I think that could be the case. It could be both. And I've seen this too, because I go on like secular shows. I mean, my whole work is in the secular world of right-wing media. But I go on non-political shows. I was on one on Tuesday. And what's going on in the world of gaming and what's going on in the world of Hollywood and movies and fandoms like Star Wars and various other franchises that are being destroyed by homosexuality, black supremacy and anti-white bigotry, ESG and DEI. That whole crowd is usually like the fandoms and those that love that kind of entertainment really aren't that really politically interested traditionally. But now a lot of them are. And I said this years ago because I've been going on these types of shows for what, at least the past maybe 4 years now, 4 or 3 years. And I remember telling all of them, it's a lot of people that aren't Christians. They, you know, I go on these platforms, they're not Christians. They don't really like the idea of God or Christianity mentioned in anything, even in entertainment. They view Christianity and Bible teaching and preaching as Bible thumping and oppressive. So I love going on to these kind of shows. And, you know, I went on another one recently on Tuesday and I just told all of them, I said, look, this is what you guys need to understand. This is what you need to understand. You can disagree with me all day long and that's fine. You can disagree with me all day long. You can keep going on with this atheist nonsense. You can keep going on denying the existence of God. You can keep going on with this separation of church and state and separation of church and everything. You can keep believing that that's somehow a solution. But what you will understand is that not will I be right in the end, but God will be right in the end. Because when immorality goes unchecked and there is a total crucifixion of morality in a society, you will experience a total degeneracy and a decay and an absolute deterioration of everything in that society that you love. Culture, arts, music, education, anything you could think of. It will all be saturated and taken over by sin and demonic evil powers. So it doesn't matter whether you believe in God or not. It's gonna happen, dude. Why? Because God is right? Yes. Why? Because Andrew is right? Or anybody else that claims to be a Christian? No. It's because God, it's because the Bible is real. And I've, you know, as a whole audience, a lot of young people, a lot of people my age. This is why I tell you guys, I have a lot of audiences in multiple generations, and I talk to them. You know, I was on this show on Tuesday, and I said, look, guys, you know, as much as you want to rebel against Christianity and the Bible, as much as you want to rebel against all of this, it will be to your own destruction. You could keep saying this stupid, right? You could keep saying this to each their own. Just keep it behind closed doors. Just don't shove it down our mouths. Don't make that the entertainment and the content. Just write a good story. I'm like, that's not going to, it can't, that's not enough. And it won't be enough because you're not dealing with like a political disagreement here. You're not, Disney doesn't have like a political problem. Hollywood doesn't have a bad writer's problem. Yes, they're hiring DEI, low IQ retards that can't actually do anything. But at the same time, they are people accompanied by an ideology that hates God, hates Christianity, and clearly hates white people. And so because that's a spiritual issue and that's a sinful issue, I've been trying to communicate this on these platforms to these young people that are like my age, right? I'm like, you can keep saying, we don't need God, we don't need God, we don't need God. But at some point, you got to stop and ask yourself, well, is that actually why we are in this mess? And that's why I've told, especially my generation, and this is why I tell them this stuff when I'm on these platforms. And I say, you know, if you're not going to listen, you don't have to listen to me. That's fine. This is going to end one way or the other. And your way is not going to work. And I will stand on that because that's biblical truth. If you think that there is some type of tamed version of homosexuality and sodomy and lesbianism and all of this crap that's destroying absolutely everything you love, especially your Star Wars fandom, your Indiana Jones, Lucasfilms fandom, all of this, Marvel, everything you could think of, all of these are biblical issues. Having women rule over men and dominate everything. They call it the MCU. That's what they're calling it. Because everything in Marvel is now just women dominating men all over. Oh, that's a biblical issue. And as much as you want to avoid all of these things that the Bible addresses, not just so the Bible and God can turn around and say, ha ha, see, I was right. No. This is where people are failing to fundamentally understand why God's word is life. Because this is for our own good. This is to avoid the destruction that we find ourselves in right now. And if you think there's some other way to get around all of these demonic, satanic, pervert, pedophile, homosexual, anti-human agendas, you're lost. You're deceived. Because these are not issues that will be dealt with politically. These are not issues that will be dealt with legislatively. They could with a biblical influence, if I have to correct myself. But when I talk to guys, like I was a, you know what I mean? It's just, and I tell them, and it was crazy because it was, when I'm on these shows, I hear them. And a lot of them are starting to agree with me. And I tell them, like, you guys don't have to agree with me. Trust me, don't, you know, you guys, it's fine. Like, you don't have to agree with me. I'm here to preach the word and, you know, God will cause the increase. I'm here to plant seeds, water seeds. That's my thing, right? I'm here to wage war for your soul, right? But you got to make that decision. You know, and I did bring up another point on the show the other night, and I said, you know, don't you guys find it interesting that everything going on Disney, I'm telling you guys, these are biblical issues. There's a new series called The Acolyte, and it's a 4 episodes in on Disney Plus. And this is why I tell conservatives and right wingers, you have to pay attention to what culture is doing. You have to, or else you're just retarded. You're literally retarded, because the culture is hijacked by Lucifer. Therefore, Lucifer is hijacking the minds of those within the culture. And if the church is going to sit here and be like, duh, we don't need to engage it. Well, stop wondering why your country and your civilization is going down the tubes on a daily basis, and your children. There is a scene in the new Acolyte series, episode 3. And remember, Disney and their target audience is what? It's children. It's children. They'll say families because they want mom and dad to get on board so they can reach the kids, right? So they could reach the kids. And I can guarantee you, if your kids are watching this stuff, this is the kind of stuff that is redefining marriage. What Star Wars is doing now, openly, explicitly. There's a scene in the 3rd episode where now there are these new characters where there are literally lesbian space witches. And there is a lesbian couple that has engaged what they used to call the Force in Star Wars. Now they call it the Thread. And in episode 3, it is revealed that these lesbian space witches have now conceived 2 twin little girls. So it's somewhat of a supernatural, like, abomination, lesbian conception. And there's a scene where they are performing a ritual over the 2 little girls. And one of the witches comes out and says, "What the Thread has brought together, let no one separate." Yep. So this is why I'm telling people this is biblical. They are literally taking the Bible. And I mentioned this when I was on this show on Tuesday. I encourage you guys to go watch it. Geeks and Gamers, YouTube or Rumble, you can find it. I encourage you guys to go watch it. And, you know, I asked the audience and I said, listen, just really stop and think about this. Why is it that an entity that is anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-Christ, why is it that an entity that is all SJW'd, right? Degenerate, LGBTQ, whatever you can think of. Everything wrong with America right now, right? Why is it that these same activists, these same corporations, why is it that they come out and they say, well, Christianity is oppressive? Because Christianity teaches me to suppress myself and who I really am. Well, to an extent, that's true. You must repent, because if who you are is not born again, that must be repented of. And if who you are is in rebellion towards God, which it is, you need to repent and become born again. But my question, and I pose this to them, and I say, why is it that they're always saying that religion is oppressive, morality is oppressive, you should live immorally free, totally degenerate, no bounds? Why is it that they preach that? But then at the same time, they take the Bible, they take, literally, Disney is taking Bible verses and perverting them. This is why I tell these retards out there, stop supporting Disney, you retards. Jeez. Why is it that they say religion is oppressive and they say it's not real, but then they'll take the Bible, pervert it, distort it, mock it, and then rewrite an ideology with something they claim is invalid and doesn't exist? You got to ask those kind of questions, because that's what gets young people to think like, wait, huh, yeah,
That's weird.
Well, because you have to, like, when you could really unpack somebody's mind and reveal to them and show them that they're clearly being lied to, well, then that gets somebody's attention. And most of the time, that actually sparks an individual's journey to seek the truth. And I can tell you, that happens a lot. You know, when I was a youth pastor, before I went into full-time media with what I do today, I would do that a lot. I would ask a lot of questions. Right? Because we were pastoring high school and middle school. Yeah, it was high school and middle school. And I would always ask a lot of questions. And I'm telling you, you got to let them come to that conclusion. You can't, like, shove it down their mouth. I would tell parents this all the time. You can't shove it down their mouth. You have to ask the right questions, because the youth are not stupid. They're intelligent. There's a reason why you're asking your son or your daughter to set up your iPad or your iPhone or your laptop. Okay. So don't underestimate them. You have to ask the right questions and lead them in biblical truth, and they will start asking you questions. And that is genuine. And they are independently, on their own free will, seeking truth. And I could tell you, in my experience, in evangelizing and pastoring the youth, that's, for me, that's how it's been effective for me, honestly. A lot. To this day. Oh, not even gonna lie, to this day. And so all that to say is, I don't know how we got on this topic, but all that to say is, it's abundantly clear to me now, more than ever, and I think everybody sees this, that there is clearly something sinister and spiritual going on in our world. And with that, because this regime is getting so desperate and dangerous, right? It's eventually going to push people, I believe, to the truth. What's happening is people are getting pushed off a cliff. Okay? And they are having to come to the conclusions that God is right about everything, and that the church has majority of humanity's answers to its biggest questions. Why? Not because the church is anything smart or intellectual. Not to say that there aren't intellectuals in the church. There are. But what I'm saying is, that's not what makes us the authority. The authority is the truth that we wield. And that's the Bible. And if mankind and humanity doesn't want to listen to God, well, they're just going to have to get obliterated. Unfortunately, that may be what needs to happen in order for people to finally wake up. And I'm not just talking about leftists and communists and homosexuals and SJWs and the blue and the green-haired freaks. I'm talking about, you know, self-proclaimed conservatives or right-wingers, even within MAGA, that are not born again, that are not Christians, that are running around parading, you know, right-wing homosexuals just because they have MAGA hats on. Okay, that's not Christian. It's not Christian at all. Well, we need as many votes as we can get. No, the homosexual community is tiny. Literally tiny. They're all going to die off anyways because of AIDS and STDs, HIV. You know this. But because they are getting desperate and because they are getting dangerous and they see the writing on the wall, I predict that they will become more extreme and frantic. And I've been saying this because there have been talks, the FCC, and talks with internet providers of throttling your internet if you are found to be engaging in unauthorized hate speech, just like Facebook or Instagram and anywhere else that's gay and throttles you. X still does this to this day. And so the next step is a total centralization of the internet. And they are already targeting internet providers. So you won't be able to stream a damn thing. That's the total end game. And then the ultimate kill shot is to control the URLs. And at that point, if America First legislators don't get ahead of this thing, that's the kill shot to everybody. Not just the media. No. Even if you're a politician and you imagine if that were happening now, you wouldn't be able to necessarily digitally donate to President Trump. If they shut down his donation page URL. And then you're like, well, I'm just going to mail it in. Okay, then they'll go after that, right? So it's like there has to be a stop somewhere, because eventually the door is going to fully close on all options, right? It's like, just picture a door, right? Just picture a door is closing. It's fully open. Internet, radio, television, technology, mailing, word of mouth, human communications, even monetization, even paper, Bitcoin, paper money, gold, silver. Whole doors open. All that you have access to right now. Everything. Then the door closes, right? Okay, now they're now. Oh, social media, Facebook. Well, now you're gonna get banned because of hate speech. Oh, the door closes. Oh, just put a stopper under it. We'll just deal with what we got. We'll deal with what we got. Oh, now they're gonna go after radio. Oh, the door's closing. Oh, just put a stopper in it. Now they're going to go after television. You can't even talk like this on TV. You can't run campaign ads. Put a stop in it. It's still okay. We'll work with what we got. And now the door is less than half closed. Oh, now they're turning down the radio. They're taking down this. Now the door's shut. Now we don't have anything. Now we can't even use money. Because if you don't put a stop to it, slowly will the door close, and then the bandwidth of the traffic of everything that you can use starts to decrease till finally the door is shut. And that's where we are. And if we have so-called America First legislators that are not getting ahead of this, eventually, yes, that door will be fully shut. Yeah, we work with what we can, but it's like getting into a fist fight with both of your hands tied behind your back and you're just fighting with your shoulders and your chin. When this could obviously be avoided. And so with that said, this is why I said in 2018, people got to get behind Alex Jones, because this deplatforming is all of our fate. And this lawfare is all of our fate. Because once they start throttling the internet, once they go after the URLs, you could kiss Rumble goodbye, kiss everything goodbye. A politician will never be able to have some type of digital financial donation page. Just shut it down. They're already shutting down payment processors. They're debanking people. There are people that can't even use Uber. Can't even make a bank account because of their political effectiveness. That's what I'm going to use. That's the term that has to be used. Because of your, it doesn't even have to be political. Just because of your effectiveness, you will be shut down. This can be prevented on a legislative level on many fronts, but sorry, your current Republican Party is more concerned with making sure we send billions of dollars to Israel and ensuring the survival of Israel
and Ukraine and everybody else, but not you. So enjoy, enjoy the collapse of Western civilization as we all die. It's great. Yeah.
It's just true. And let me show you another example of what I'm talking about.
Biden's FCC helps major Democrat donor George Soros fast track takeover of massive radio network. Two things here. Not surprised. Well, three things. Number one, I'm not surprised. Number two, this lets me know that they are getting desperate. And number three, this lets me know that they are about to make a serious sweeping move. Because before in wartime, before war generals, commanders, before they make their move, you have to make sure that communications are seized first. Like Napoleon type stuff, dude. Seize their communications. Don't let them get a word out. Don't let them communicate to anybody on the outside. Make sure we shut down the communications. Then we make our move so they cannot put a call out or even communicate with each other. Just have mass chaos and confusion while we annihilate these people. That's what I would do. You know what I mean? Just cutthroat. Cut communications, then attack. Cut communications, then attack. And they're going to go after radio. Radio is still very effective. I know a lot of millennials don't view it that way, but radio is still very effective. Part of the reason why Alex Jones is still seriously successful and effective is because the radio stations have not all fully dropped InfoWars and the Alex Jones show. And so this is the next step. They need to go after all forms of communication, all forms of communication. Democrat billionaire, so-called philanthropist, George Soros has been on a mission to complete his takeover of the nation's second largest radio network, and he is attempting to complete the task with help from the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. Largely influenced by Democrats, the takeover of Odyssey comes right before the 2024 election. The radio network is home to prominent conservative pundits and commentators, such as Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Glenn Beck, and others. Soros' stake in the company amounts to 40% of the company's senior debt amid Odyssey's emergence from bankruptcy. Sources familiar with the matter told the New York Post. So, of course, this is a strategic move. Because why wouldn't it be? This is what I would do. This is scary, one Republican source said in regards to the deal. Oh, yeah, well, what are you doing about it? The source added that Soros may be able to impose influence over the more conservative hosts on the network. Well, you think? Or just replace them. Or just replace them. With like Brian Stelter and homosexual Don Lemon. You know what I mean? It's just this is what they do. They play the money game. They just buy out corporations. They pull the rug from under you. And here they are. Soros investment from Soros Fund Management bought up $400 million of debt in Odyssey in February, which runs more than 220 stations nationwide and reaches 165 million monthly listeners. To complete the acquisition, Soros needs an exemption from the FCC, since the money being used to buy the bankrupt network comes from abroad. Current FCC laws state that foreign ownership of U.S. radio stations is not allowed to exceed 25% per the New York Post. So would you look at that? Foreign money and influence about to buy up
165 million monthly listeners, 220 stations worth of radio in the USA. Soros Fund Management filed for an exemption to the rule, and both the FCC Commissioner Brandon Carr as well as Representative Chip Roy sounded the alarm on the deal. Carr asserted that the FCC should not create a special Soros shortcut, but that's what they do. When it comes to a broadcast station acquisition of the size and magnitude, hundreds of radio stations across more than 45 markets, the FCC needs to run its full and normal review process, Carr added. The FCC should not be skipping steps or waiving required agency processes. Now, of course, this might end up in court, but who controls the courts? Oh, well, Soros has been building those up too. But Alex Jones has been warning that for the past 20 years and been called a conspiracy theorist and someone crazy that you shouldn't listen to by the very conservative media being taken over. This is why I find it ironic. All I could say is Alex Jones tried to warn all of you. All I could say is Alex Jones tried to warn every single one of you. And all of you called Alex crazy. You know that Sean Hannity doesn't like Alex Jones. Now, Glenn Beck will have a conversation with Alex Jones. But in the past, should have listened. I just find it so ironic how this is happening this way. So ironic how this is happening this way. But pray for this country, pray for this nation, because they are making their move. That is for sure. They are making their move. That's for sure. All right, chat, what are your thoughts? Talk to me. Elaine Jimenez 1 says, Sean Hannity equals cuck. Cassass Rumble 29 says, never cared for Hannity. Yeah, me either. They invited me on his show multiple times and turned it down. I don't really care to go on Hannity. Only Tucker Carlson, to be honest. That was it. MPCV says they will make an exception for their daddy Soros. Of course, they'll probably offer them like a super yacht, you know, on the back end. Take this super yacht. Just get out of the way. You'll be all right. Just go retire. No need to fight. Just let it happen. Just let it happen. That's literally how it goes down. They're like back end deals that get people to just back down. They've tried to do it to Alex. King Watt says, sad people can be bought, unfortunately. Unfortunately. Yes, Soros is buying them up. RV Seeker 2021 says, scary-ish, I fear, will happen. This is why you must have your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and be fighting this spiritual holy war daily. Either now or never, man, because... they're making their moves. They're making their moves. That's for sure. Carl Ben J says he had to put his third son, Alex, in charge. Said the older ones didn't have balls like him. Probably. Alex Soros is probably even more dangerous than George Soros. Because usually like the sons or the next generation of like evil regimes, they feel like they have something to prove. So they have to be more radical. They have to be more wicked, more harsh, right? God wins in the end, Drew. Yeah, absolutely. Doesn't mean we don't fight now. Doesn't mean we just, you know, put our heads in the sand and do nothing. Of course, God wins in the end, but when is the end? Is the end in 5 years, 500 years, 5,000 years? No, we need to fight for truth, the kingdom of heaven, and for our children now. Totally agree. With that said, tonight's episode is brought to you by AmmoSquared.com/LFA. That's AmmoSquared.com/LFA. Encourage every single one of you guys. I'm telling you, there's a full-scale assault to take down independent alternative media. This is why I tell you guys, invest today for a better future and tomorrow. Because if this goes on for another 100 years, my generation has a huge fight ahead of us. No man knows the day or the hour, so I continue to fight on. AmmoSquared.com/LFA to all my gun owners out there. AmmoSquared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Your ammunition grows slowly over time, is stored for free while it builds up, and is shipped whenever you want it, shipping out in just 1 to 2 business days. It's truly automated. Set it and forget it. Ammo purchasing, pick your calibers, set your budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammunition builds up over time and is delivered automatically when you want it. Again, the coordinates are AmmoSquared.com/LFA. AmmoSquared.com/LFA. Support the broadcast today. Also, make sure to support me on my personal Rumble channel, Rumble.com/DrewHernandez. Link is in the chat. Rumble.com/DrewHernandez. Link is in the chat. Yes, apologize. Something came up last night. And family first. I'll just put it at that. But we will be returning tonight in 1 hour. That's 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. In T-minus 1 hour, we have a lot to cover. I will be exposing Disney's anti-white bigot agenda entirely. Because James O'Keefe put out a huge report today, and I'll be breaking it down. So make sure to subscribe now. Rumble.com/DrewHernandez. The link is in the chat. And if you love what you heard here on Based America, subscribe to this channel, smash that like button, hit the bell notification, copy the link. Please share this transmission everywhere. But don't go anywhere, because the legendary Roger Stone is up next in the Stone Zone. I'll see you guys in 1 hour on Drew Hernandez Live. Link is in the chat. And if not, I'll see you guys on the next one.